listener production.
Hello, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. Calls to reduce the speed limit on Chapman Road in Glenfield. Senior residents in the area launching a petition to change the limit from 90 k's an hour to 70. It's understood residents requested a speed change for the stretch of road late last year, but it was denied by Main Roads. Farmer confidence is on the rise, but the future of live exports remains a weight on the industry's shoulders. Though majority confidence from our farmers still sits in negative territory, the latest figures from Rabobank show WA recorded a jump from negative 59% to negative 17%. The group's Phil Edkins says uncertainty around the proposed live sheep export ban is still causing fear.
A lot of concern, again, with live export, government intervention and policies around that. But, we have seen sheep prices improve, but dry sheep and store sheep and the cull sheep, they're still well below what we'd expect to be normal.
$52,000 towards stamping out elder abuse in regional WA. Applications are now open for state government grant funding for regional initiatives that raise awareness about the issue. The City of Greater Geraldton will meet tonight, council, to vote on a number of issues, including a proposed memorial for a renowned community member. The public are invited to attend, the meeting getting underway from 5 p.m. In sport, with the Sedan WA title heats just days away, Carnarvon Speedway is driving in new and improved. The Speedway, now home to a brand new pit bank, including new lights, stairways, fencing and seating, plus a new PA system and generator in a bid to keep drivers safe in the event of a blackout. And it was a big win for the Marlin Softball Club over the weekend, the club taking home not one but two women's premierships across Division 1 and 2. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.